Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge afternoon market wrap-up. And it was a solid day for the grain markets. May corn at 457, up 10. July at 469, up 8 and 3 quarters. December new crop at 488 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. May soybeans at 1234 and 3 quarters, up 33. July soybeans 1245 and 3 quarters, up 30 and 3 quarter cents. Combination of the situation in Brazil, we have two. We have in the deep, deep far south, we have excessive rains and flooding that's interfering with harvest and causing a host of other problems and will likely do some material crop damage. Just to the north of that, we have excessive heat and dryness, which may be putting the corn crop a little bit at risk. We did get planting progress updates, and they were a little disappointing for corn and soybeans, a little bit below what was expected. Corn was seen at 36% planted. That was 27% last week. Soybeans at 25% planted. That was 18%. Both of those numbers were expected to be higher. Wheat was 50% good to excellent. That was 49% last week. Spring wheat was 47% planted. That was 34% last week. That was a little bit ahead of plan. And cotton was seen at 24% planted, and that was 15% last week. July soybean oil at 43.78 was up 70. Meal at 387.80, or 387 even, that was up 14.80. Meal continues to be an extremely strong performer here, as those supplies, particularly in southern Brazil, often find their way into processing plants locally, and that is creating the idea that we may see some tighter meal supplies. Crush did well on this old crop at 87 even, up 9.25. New crop at 109.75, up 4.50. Wheat followed in, 6.45 and 3 quarters, up 23 and a quarter. Kansas City for July at 6.72 and 3 quarters, up 22 and a half. July Minneapolis, 7.25 and a half, up 11. All the grains were lower overnight, and this rally took place as soon as the immediate day session bell started, so that would be indicative of some fund buying, be it short covering or fresh longs in the market. July rice at 18.59, down 26. July cotton, 77.06, down a dollar. We had managed to rally up to 79.84, and again, the bounce immediately attracted sellers. December at 75.31, down 66. March at 76.83, down 53. Live cattle for June at 177.30, that was up 63. But the higher grain prices did weigh on the feeder cattle at 253.40, down 135. Hogs at 98.17 were down 78. And milk at 19.45 was up 21. July, orange juice at 366.75, down 325. Crude oil at 78.63, up 52 cents. We've seen some volatility here. Earlier there was a story that Hamas had agreed to a ceasefire with Israel. Then it comes out after that that no, Israel is not agreeing to the proposal that was placed. So we're right back in the soup with that again. Diesel 246.61, up 227 after trading as low as 243.40. Unleaded at 258.42, up about 3 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 219, that was up 5. We're seeing good European demand. Gold at 23.34, that's up $25.20. Silver at 27.68, that's up 99 cents, or almost a little more than 3.5%. Dollar index at 105.18 was up 9. Stocks saw a good follow-through buying. The Dow at 38,852, up 176. The S&P at 51.79, up 52. NASDAQ Composite at 16,349 was up 192. Looking at interest rates, the 2-year at 4.83 was up 2 basis points. The 10-year at 448 down 2 basis points, and the 30-year at 464 down 2 basis points, as the news flow for today was slow. The WASD is on Friday. Join us for live coverage at 10:45 Central Time. The WASD expectations are in tonight's DMO. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy and about to become rainy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.